Thank you, Nina. So for our comment today, we have Julius Ruff, who is professor of history at Marquette University. He also, like one of his fellow panelists, received his PhD from the University of North Carolina. And like Jacob Mellish, had a stint at a French university, in his case, the Université Michel de Montaigne, Bordeaux Trois. He's the author, as many of you will know, of numerous books, articles, book chapters, including, aptly for this panel, Violence in Early Modern Europe, 1500 to 1800, published with Cambridge University Press, recently translated into Turkish. And also, we have recently a reissue of his 1984 book, Crime, Justice, and Public Order in Old Regime France, The Sénéchaussée of Libourne and Bazas, 1696 to 1789, which has been republished by Routledge as part of their History of Crime and Punishment series.
Our panelists this afternoon have offered us four very interesting papers that provide valuable insight into female agency in the lives of old regime women. Three of today's papers are based on research in criminal court records, and I will turn to them first since that's my stock in trade. I hope you and our panelists will excuse me for violating the specific order in which the papers were presented, but the three papers based on court records kind of make a good group. Old regime criminal court records certainly are rewarding sources for the study of gender, but they are just as certainly difficult sources to work with for this purpose. The fundamental problem is that women do not appear in very great numbers in such records, even in those of tribunals of first instance. Then, as now, physical violence was largely a male enterprise, and my own research experience largely confirms the observation of Peter Spierenberg of Erasmus University in Rotterdam, to whom Professor Mellish refers in his paper. Spierenberg concluded that women constituted, in his words, a tiny minority of those prosecuted for interpersonal violence. How tiny? In my reading a number of years ago of some 1300 late 17th and 18th